Wrong with attitude.
It's time for mansplaining.
There's something called mansplaining. Have you heard about this?
Every week here on The Left Show, I'm going to take the time to explain to you Neanderthals all about women.
We know what mansplaining is.
Mansplaining is when a man will condescendingly explain something to a woman that she already knows.
Anyway, gents, pay attention. This is the good stuff. This is mansplaining. It's 2017. I can't believe I have to do this. Fucking ridiculous. Hey guys, it's Jeff from The Left Show. Guess what time it is? Big deep breath, and here we go. February 1st, 1898, in Portal, Georgia, Leela Alice Doherty was born. Leela was the third of 12 children born to Ellerby and Alice Cornelia Doherty. Leela's uncle was a congressman, and that helped when Leela decided to go to Tift College in Forsyth, Georgia, with the thought of being a teacher. Instead, Leela ended up studying chemistry and physics at Mercer University in Macon, Georgia. Later, she decided to attend medical school when her fiancé was posted to Java in the Dutch Indies by the United States Department of State, and wives were not allowed to go to that post. In 1928, Leela received her medical degree, and John Denmark came home, and they were married. Leela Alice Denmark accepted residency at Grady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia. She was the first physician on staff when the Henrietta Eggleston Hospital, a pediatric hospital, opened on the Emory University campus. And she also developed a private practice out of her home. Leela Denmark devoted a massive amount of her professional life to charity. By 1935, she was a staff member at the Presbyterian Church Baby Clinic in Atlanta, while still working at Grady and still in private practice. She conducted research from the 1930s and especially from 1933 to 1944 in the diagnosis, treatment, and immunization of whooping cough, which was then frequently fatal to children, and getting that way again thanks to anti-vax lunatics. Great job, dummies! Denmark is also credited as a co-developer of the pertussis whooping cough vaccine, with support from Eli Lilly and Company and Emory University. And for this, she was awarded the Fisher Prize in 1935. Leela was among the first doctors to object to adults smoking cigarettes around children and to pregnant women using drugs. She also championed the recommendation that children and adults should eat fruit rather than drinking fruit juices, which is basically just sugar water. She published a book on child development in 1971, called Every Child Should Have a Chance. On her 100th birthday, in 1998, Denmark refused a slice of cake because there was too much sugar in it. And when she refused cake again on her 103rd birthday, she had to tell the restaurant's waitress that she hadn't eaten food with added sugar for almost 7 decades. She wrote a second book in 2002 titled Dr. Denmark Said It, Advice for Mothers from America's Most Experienced Pediatrician. Denmark later retired in 2002 because her eyesight was getting too weak for more involved tasks, such as examining the throats of children. You want to see what you're doing with that, right? You see, Leela Denmark was a practicing doctor responsible for saving the lives of millions of children for 73 years until she was 103 years old, and she lived to the age of 114. Dr. Leela Denmark was pretty epic. Doing the research on Dr. Denmark, one of the things that stood out over all of the years she practiced was her kindness to her staff, the professionalism she had at work, both in the hospitals, the clinics, research, and her home practice, and how kind and respectful she was to everyone who crossed her path. With the exception of the title on her second book, it seemed that while serving the American people in her area for over 73 years, she wasn't a victim to hubris, animus, or narcissism. She was a good person. Look, for example, in 1970, decades into her career, but decades before it ended, she received a Distinguished Service Citation from Tift College as, and I quote, a devout humanitarian who has invested her life in pediatric services to all families without respect to economic status, race, or national origin, devoted humanitarian, doctor par excellence, and generous benefactor. Guys, she was a doctor when a woman's right to vote in the United States was less than 10 years old, and you catcall YouTube videos and spicy gifts on Tumblr. 114 years old. I mean, shit, I don't even have to come up with a unifying theme here. I don't. So until next time, gents, remember, no means no. My eyes are up here.